He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey. I'm getting better at that.
Your maximum utilization of oxygen is obviously increasing.
Next time I'm going to see how long I can really go.
Well, don't challenge me.
Maybe the whole 12 minutes. The whole 12 minutes I'll
go. One time we're going to do that. We're going to have a competition, see who can go the longest.
All right.
Now, it's April, and it's beautiful outside. How's your training going these days?
Pretty darn good. I'm getting into sprinting now.
Sprinting?
Yeah. I quite like it. It kills me, but I love it.
Well, I noticed on the treadmill the other day, you were doing some pretty intense interval training.
Interval training, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't you talk about interval training? What does that mean? Why do you do that?
Well, I don't want to burn a lot of muscle, right? Because, I mean, otherwise I get way too lean up top. So I really want to get my legs a lot stronger. And I want to work on my cardiovascular, but I don't want to burn a lot of muscle. And sprinting, apparently, all these sprinters that you see on TV have these awesome big muscular legs. So that's what I'm trying to get. So anyway, what I do is I go as fast as I can for 1 minute, absolutely exhaust myself, and then I walk for 2 minutes, and then I do it again for about 20 minutes.
So what level would you be at on the treadmill?
8.5, 9.
And are you on an incline?
No, I haven't got there yet.
Okay, so you're not running uphill. Yeah,
I'm not running uphill, but I'm working towards that. And then I walk about 4.0. Just like dying, sweating, drinking water like crazy. So I'm not quite conditioned for it yet, but I'm working towards that. So I'm looking forward to it. It's getting better. Every time I sprint, it gets better all the time.
Well, sprinting is hard, isn't it?
It's very difficult.
It really taxes all of the systems in the body.
Well, one of the things is if you've got a problem, you go out there and run. Go out there and sprint, and I'll tell you, you're not thinking about your problem. You're just thinking about not collapsing on the treadmill or collapsing outside on the track.
The burn in the thighs takes over.
Yeah, exactly. And just the breathing. Breathing is a big one. It's hard to get your air in, you know? You're getting the air in, but you got to get it out, too. You got to breathe. Remember to breathe out.
Well, so, you're hitting your lactate threshold, and you're forcing your cells to use more oxygen than they normally would, and that's healthy. That's good.
Yes.
But you get a lot of free radicals and some damage risk there too.
Yeah. And also too, my heart rate is coming down a lot faster than it did before when I first started too. So my normal heart rate is getting,
resting heart rate is reducing.
Yes.
That's part of being in better condition.
Yes, exactly.
Through the sprinting. So you raise it up high and then you end up with a better cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm.
So the reason that I'm doing this really is so that I can help coach the kids on the track team. Yeah. Because, hey, the old lady's got to look good out there. You know what I mean?
Nothing like a good role model.
So I want to make sure I keep up with them, right? So I'm getting a head start on them. So
now, I know you've been writing a lot lately.
Oh, yeah?
Sticking your head into the computer screen.
Yep.
Doing your research. The books are spread all over the floor. And a good writer always does a lot of good research.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's your library. You've got a great library.
Well, so, I've built it up over the years. And yes, it is very important, I think, in the business as a career, to have a good library, a couple of medical dictionaries, some texts in exercise physiology, biochemistry, and then lots of books written by different authors.
So books with pictures.
Lots of pictures, yes.
I like cookbooks with pictures. Got to have a picture in the cookbook.
See,
that's what I like.
Dick run. He runs fast.
I don't know. See, Tracy run. Tracy runs fast.
But our topic today is, to some degree, about your book. It's an adaptation of your book, and it's about staples, snacks, and treats.
Right. Very good, Corey. Staples, snacks, and treats. Staples, snacks, and treats. And we have to get it in that order as well. It's very important to get it in that order. And I wasn't going to put that in the book, But when I get out there in the real world and I talk to people about food, they don't really know what staple snacks and treats are. So I think I'm going to put it back in the book again.
Good. So why don't you tell us about the differences between staples, snacks, and treats?
All right. A staple is something that you eat every day. They're foundation foods. And apparently there's how many? 10, 11?
The average person eats about 10 basic foods all the time.
Right. Exactly. So if you're saying, oh, I'm just going to have an ice cream cone every day. It's just one ice cream cone, but it's every day. So yes, a staple is something that you have every single day. okay, that is healthy, a foundation food that builds strong muscles, bones, teeth, that works well, that works as a medicine in your body.
Okay, so it's you can eat junk food, and junk food can become a staple.
Right.
If you eat it all the time.
Yes.
So if we dissect your diet and do an analysis, we want to find out what it is that you're eating on a regular basis. Say ham and cheese sandwich every lunch. That's a staple, right?
Yep.
But are you suggesting that it should be otherwise?
I certainly am. So let's get back to the old ice cream cone, shall we?
Okay, so.
So anyways, an ice cream cone should not be a staple in one's diet. As far as I'm concerned, an ice cream cone is a treat. Then we get into snacks, all right? Snacks should be balanced, nutritious, and natural. A little lighter meal eaten between main meals, something, for example, like a protein shake.
Mm-mm, good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a veggie plate. Maybe some hard-boiled eggs. Maybe a piece of fruit, something like that.
So what's the difference between a staple and a snack? Is a snack something you eat every day as well?
Yes, snacks. We have snacks every day, but snacks is lighter.
So it's a smaller portion of food.
Yes, it's a smaller portion.
Something that you bring in, say like a protein shake, that bumps up the
energy level.
The energy level stabilizes the blood sugar.
And fills you up temporarily.
Brings a little bit of protein, a little bit of nutritious food at the same time.
Right, but doesn't bog you down and to the point where you want to go have a lay down. A snack is just a little in-between meal.
So maybe you have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and your staples that go with that. And then
yes,
between your breakfast and lunch, and between your lunch and dinner, you've got a snack.
Right. Now, snacks should be staples too, right? So a protein shake is something that you should be having every day. So when we incorporate a snack into your diet, these are staples, things that you have every single day.
Right.
Right.
Then and they should be nutritious.
Yes, they should be nutritious.
Because this is going into your body and this is what your body is built
right.
from.
This is beneficial for your body, medicine for your body, right? Then we get into the treats, and treats are treats. Treats are sweet, fun foods, high fat, hopefully, high carbs. And I'd say to have a treat once a week. Have a nice treat. And I know that everybody's, once a week I have an ice cream cone. But, you know, it's...
But if your staples and snacks are delicious, mm-hmm. like I find that my mainstay foods are absolutely delicious.
That's because
satisfying.
I'm cooking them, dear. That's because I'm cooking them, right?
Unbelievable. But remember who you were trained by.
Oh, yes. Don't let me forget that.
And
huh?
You're using the highest quality food that's possible. Everything's organic and fresh. We're talking like fresh berries that go into the protein shake with a really high quality whey protein isolate, really nice high quality living oil. But even if you're using food, if you're using the bounty of nature, you can really smack yourself with some really good quality food, right?
Well, yeah. And then, like we always talk about the protein, the whey protein isolate, if you're getting enough protein in your diet, you won't crave sweets. And it happens for me, right? Because I don't have a sweet tooth.
Well,
not that you know of, anyways.
Yes, and of course, if you do crave sweets, that could indicate some imbalance, some hypoglycemia,
yes.
a deficiency of nutrients, mm-hmm. you know, some adrenal weakness.
Mm-hmm.
But usually people that eat a lot of sugar tend to crave a lot of sugar,
yes.
and if you pull away from that, you tend to crave less.
Right. I think one of the biggest things for me was when I like my one cup of coffee a day, my one strong, organic, fresh ground coffee, right?
Right, to get a big jolt.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want decaf. The reason I'm drinking the coffee is to get a jolt. That's why I'm drinking it, okay? I'll be honest with you. So anyways, before I did this fitness competition a couple of years ago, I used to put a little bit of milk in my coffee. But I swore that I was not a milk drinker. I didn't have dairy until you said, you got to get off the milk in your coffee now. It's time, you know, 10 days away from your competition. So I did that, and I realized that I was drinking like, what, a liter of milk a week just in coffee, which is like what, a gallon of milk a month?
It creeps up on you.
I know. That's just one cup of coffee.
Now, you were drinking skim milk, adding skim milk to the coffee, or was it cream or 2% or?
Well, I would do skim milk, then I would do 2%. Sometimes I did a little cream. It depends on what I felt like, right?
Okay, so
but
whether it's
I
cream
I didn't think
or...
it was a big deal because it was just one cup of coffee a day. But when I added it up, I was really surprised how much dairy I was having. And since then, not as much mucus. It's easier to maintain my weight. I'm not as cranky.
Well, there's lots of data to suggest that yes. females should avoid
yeah.
homogenized, pasteurized cow's milk.
Yeah.
You know, it decreases mm-hmm. risk for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about reducing mucus, mm-hmm. but I like the reduction in fat off the body,
oh,
right?
You do, yeah.
Oh, there's so much fat that accumulates on female bodies yeah. that's directly associated with the consumption of cheese.
Yeah.
And high fat or even high sugar dairy products, because if it's low in fat, like skim milk, right? It's
yes.
low in fat, but high in sugar, right. lactose.
Now, it wouldn't be bad if the fat was on my upper part of my body. But unfortunately, the fat goes down to the lower part of my body, being Italian that I am, right, dear?
Yes. Well, so. That's one of the ways that we discovered gravity.
So anyways, what I think is very interesting, when I talk to people, we talk about just that one cup of coffee, and that's like a gallon of milk a month. Never mind if they, let's say, they put sugar in that cup of coffee, in one cup of coffee, which I didn't do because I'm sweet enough. Or let's say they have two or three or four cups of coffee a day, which a lot of people do.
Yes.
And then they're putting milk and sugar in. Just in a cup of coffee, add it up over a month, add it up over a year, how much sugar and cream and milk they're getting into their diet. And that's a staple. So just little things like that, we have to take a look in our diet, what we're doing.
Well, I'll never forget when Michael and I were driving through the interior and we stopped to have a snack at a truck stop. Looking for something healthy is real tough. But anyway, we watched this trucker make his coffee. And he turns the sugar dispenser upside down and he stood there holding it. And I was like, are you going to stop? It just was pouring out like a stream. Yep. I couldn't believe like half the cup was full of sugar.
And that's just one.
And the guy
stop.
Probably thrives on that.
Yes.
So that's the connection to the regional obesity mm-hmm. around the gut. The heart disease increases with a direct correlate intake of quantity of refined sugar, right? And guys don't realize this, how damaging sucrose and sugar mm-hmm. is in the coffee. Mm-hmm. It just kind of creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. But if you actually saw it on the table, how much you were consuming, it'd be frightening.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean. To become aware of one teaspoon of sugar in your coffee or tea or whatever it is that you have, right?
Yes.
Everybody has these lattes and all these extra foamy. I used to have a double espresso, cafe mocha, no fat, no whip.
That could be a treat for a healthy person.
But I was drawn towards that.
Treat, but not on a daily basis.
But you know what? Now that I don't have that in no milk in my coffee anymore, I do not go near those places anymore.
They're just,
too
out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because once you pull away, I find that just eating commercial cake, it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. It's almost toxic.
Yeah.
You sort of develop a sense of appreciation for the finer things, like the more natural foods.
Like my cooking, dear.
Wonderful, wonderful.
You're so sweet.
Now we're going to finish off by defining your acronym of what health means to you. So tell us all about it.
Well, like you've always said, health is a four-letter word, W-O-R-K, work.
That's right. You got to work.
Right. So you need a positive mental dialogue when you're organizing recipes in your kitchen and when you're cooking every day, because you know, it really is hard work. And people always ask me, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you stay on track? Do you really do everything that you talk about every single day, Tracy? Absolutely. Yes, I do. But because I've got you, Corey, and we do it together, it makes it a lot easier. If it was just me doing it alone and you were bringing junk food in the house, I'd have a hard time because
birds of a feather flock together.
Junk food calls my name. You know, like the bag of potato chips
so
in the cupboard.
So keep it out of the house.
You keep
Don't
it out
bring it
of
in.
The house. Absolutely.
There's enough outside.
Yes, there's lots of it outside. So I think it's very important to make sure that you fill your kitchen with healthy foods. And if you really have to have that chocolate bar, then get in the car and go and drive and get it, right? Then you'll think twice before you really want it. So W-O-R-K, work. W I have is for willing. Willing to work. O is for order. Order optimizes. R is repetition. Repetition reaps results. And K is for kitchen. Kitchen is the king of the castle.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So that's your acronym for work.
Yeah, I think so. And
so
if
good
I
health
come
is
up with another one that is pretty much, because that's what you have to do. You have to be willing to put the work in. And you have to have order. You got to plan it out, what you're doing, so you don't get too hungry. Like I always have like some hard-boiled eggs in the fridge. I've got cut up vegetables in the fridge. I've always got my salad dressing in the fridge, some roasted garlic.
So you have to plan in advance.
Yeah, exactly. I've always got stuff for protein shakes available, right?
Yeah. So like training, you have to have a degree of order and planning and structure to your diet. Don't leave your foods to chance.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to be stuck without anything to eat. And what we're surrounded by in this country is an incredible amount of refined processed junk, which is delectable and delicious.
It is, you know. And I watch these TV shows with all these cooks on TV. And the food they cook, it totally looks so good, man. I used to live on a diet like that and just absolutely
creams and sauces and spices.
Red wines and just have a great time. But you know what? It did not like me.
No, the quality of the food, I find, you know, like they use refined foods. So I don't care how high the
sugar, how high flour
the chef's hat is or how many degrees they've got. I find that most of them do not understand the philosophy of whole food nutrition.
No, they don't. I don't think they do either. But I mean, their creations are absolutely delicious.
Designed for taste only.
Exactly. But you know, like I said before, they didn't like me. I love the food, but it didn't like me. And you got to read my book to find out what my health ailments were.
Okay. So staples, snacks, and treats. Make sure that you determine the difference in your mind, plan your meals, and be willing to work, have order, be repetitious, and get in that kitchen and scrub your hands because, hey, Charlie, let's cut up some vegetables and have a good time.
Hey, why don't you do what you just practice what you preach there, buddy? How come
you got me
doing it?
See, that's why I train people like you. I'm too busy writing, doing my research and lecturing.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's part and continue on with SNU. Dear, we'll see you next time.
Okay, let's go get something to eat.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Please turn to slide 2.